Hi everyone. Hello. And welcome to this episode of Your Receipt. This is like a bonus one because we already had one come out on Thursday.
We sure did.
With the legendary Regina King. But you know, consistency and all that. Exactly. So we're back again with another episode of Your Receipt, which are the episodes where we read out your dilemmas and help you and blah, 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 blah.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Before I start, I just want to say, the episode of Regina, I was sat there watching Audrey and Milena self-filter. They were reading your emails, which has he fucked me, we had sex, and they just didn't say any of these words.
I
was like looking at you, skip over the words and trying to make sense of the sentence. I'm like, and then he said he loved me.
It's like, you know when you're in a room like with an older auntie and
so you don't want to swear. I clocked just, it and I was like, I can see all of us self-filtering the swear words out of this to not swear.
But I also did swear, and the moment I swore, they
I am disgusting.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry in my head.
She's just so regal, and it's
it feels like
you don't want to be like, oh, and then he fucked me in the butt bum. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I did not mention sex at all.
And you know,
boy.
we can go there.
Let me.
But yeah, it's your girl Tolly T,
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest,
and your mama Sita Milena Sanji.
I was looking at Twitter.com on my way here, and they were talking about casual sex and girls saying that they can go for casual sex and then they can't or whatever. Can you guys do casual sex before we get to dilemmas?
Been there. I've done it.
That was a really good riff.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
It's a what riff?
Been there.
Riff.
I've done it.
No, shut up.
I've done
it. Shut up, Elena.
I've done it,
so I know I can. It's very... Do you know what? I realised the other day actually that I said to someone, sex is not a big deal for me.
Is it all?
No, like, I don't think it is. Like, I know obviously I'm married, so it is now. I wouldn't like have sex with anybody else. But when I think about it, like, it's not that deep to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd get really emotionally attached. If I get emotionally attached with people that open up doors for me.
But I've done it. I get why it is a big deal to some people, but for me, I don't think it's a big deal.
Like, I went into something thinking that I could just have casual sex and I made myself believe that, oh, it's just casual, whatever. But the moment, like, someone starts calling his phone, I'm like, who is she?
No, I had casual sex with a guy and he caught feelings. But the thing is, let me retract that. I don't think he caught feelings.
Pumping life.
Pussy died. I don't even like bashment. But anyway, no, I realised actually, I don't think he caught feelings, but I think he was offended that it was casual
sex. Guys get offended. When it wasn't just their intention
exactly. Because I don't think that he was like, I'm like dying to make me his girl, but I think he just couldn't understand the fact that I was very much like, this is what it is. Like, to the point where I would only call him. I didn't want to talk about anything. The only time I wanted to talk about it was where we were meeting and what time. That was literally it. And I'd just be like, can I come over? Or he'll be like, oh, can I come? I'd be like, yeah, come and go. Literally. Yeah.
Legitly come and go.
And so
come,
drop your
and
hand
go. Go. Exactly.
And go.
No, and that, and that
come,
was
come,
it.
Come
and
go.
And then he kicked me to the curb in the end.
I can't do it. The thing is, why I know there are certain people in this world that are so saucy that in my head I'm like, yeah, I'll be all right. I can do it. But use this episode as proof.
Yeah.
I cannot do it. Like, I can't do casual sex.
Oh, yeah.
I can, like, because you know, there's something that's so saucy, like, you know what? I don't even mind if this doesn't turn into anything.
I just want
your penis inside my vagina. I just want that sensation. Experience. I want to look in your eyes while your penis enters me. But, like,
it's phenomenal.
Mm. I'm going to fall for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can't, and that's literally one of the reasons why I haven't had sex, because I know myself. Yeah, I know, like, honestly, I will fall so deeply. Like, I can't, nah.
You'll see a dick and be
nah.
like, that's my dick.
I will literally, like, I can't do casual sex.
Yeah.
No, and even I if I tell you, I can't. Go back to the episode and tell me to only remember you said
yeah,
you
remember
can't,
you, like, what you said.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
for me to want to have sex with you, I find you highly attractive. Like, yeah. you turn a switch in me that doesn't get turned on by many people. So, like, I love you.
Yeah. Basically. No, I get it.
Like, I am you. In love with you. I don't even know people do music at like movie scenes where they're lip syncing and don't fall in love because I am in love. I am going to fall in love with you.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do about it now?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nothing, yeah.
So
let's not ignite
that. If you
agree
to a casual sex situation, then you better just know that nothing's going to happen from this.
Let's not ignite it.
You can agree to it though and be like, yeah, cool, I'll be cool. And but then when you're actually in it, it's a different story.
The saddest
when they dick you down, the
honestly, getting dicked down is like, doesn't like it's second
the
to none.
Dick,
but the
is
thing is,
mad.
When
they,
but the thing is, it depends on the situation because if you are going into it, I don't think anybody goes into it agreeing that it's going to be casual sex. No one does that. Do you know what I mean?
No, but sometimes you do. Yeah, it's kind of like,
but after, but from the very start, like my casual sex situation, it wasn't like I met him and he was like, by the way, sir, it's going to be casual sex. It was I met him, we were talking, and then I realised that he had nothing else to offer but dick.
But dick, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
I hate
that one.
Yeah. All you have is dick.
Yes, I was just able to put
like,
him in
like,
and
summers don't do dildos.
Yes, I was
Whitely
able to put him in a box.
To.
But it didn't start off that way. I don't know many people that meet someone and they're like, I'm only looking for a casual sex situation, blah, 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 from Jump Street.
Fucking Pound Stretcher do dildos now. Is it Poundland?
Do they?
Poundland do dildos.
They are moving.
Poundland. Yeah, Poundland do dildos. Now.
Shit.
And like little bunny rabbits.
Soon we'll be able to just go to one place to get everything.
Yeah, I saw it, but I can't.
Starts doing it.
I can't insert in. Fuck that, man. At what point am I in my life that I'm putting a plastic
no.
penis into
but
my
I
vagina?
Think, yeah, because you're not comfortable with masturbation.
When there's flesh dick.
I don't think that you should do.
Do you know
toys.
What? Personally, I think you really need to do it.
No,
I
know,
you need
toys,
to do it.
She doesn't start with toys.
No,
I think she should start with fingers.
No, not even fingers.
And then work
just
your way up.
Stimulation.
You look making
me.
Anyway.
I don't like using dildos and I don't like using fingers. Just clitoral stimulation. Honestly, you'll release so much like
it's probably why I'm
hormones.
So aggy and so ill all the time because that bitch needs to.
Try it. Try it.
Do it.
Have vaginal ecstasy.
Vaginal exercise.
Why has no one ever called it vaginal ecstasy? That is a great
that's
coin for it.
Yeah,
can we
should.
Coin it vaginal ecstasy, please?
Yeah, it is.
Ecstasy.
Yeah, it is. But
like
not everyone can provide ecstasy, though.
They don't provide you
then
ecstasy.
You start labelling all these guys ecstasy. They're out here thinking
no,
they're ecstasy.
No, no,
yeah.
No. They're out here doing like hash.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, before we get to the dilemma, I'm sorry that I just tell you guys things that you have no, you don't want to know about. I'm also a little bit drunk today, so... When I edit this, I'm going to be like, the fuck are you saying? Why are you saying these things out loud, Talani? I have a new type.
Oh,
so it's not bald and 6 foot anymore?
Of course it's still bald.
And a beard.
Of course it's still
bald
and a beard because honestly.
It's so good that you like bald men, man. I think they're so lit.
She's got a bald and white. Me. The day I tell you, man, I like white men. Take me to church
bald
and lock me in there because someone is doing this ritual.
I don't think white bald and black bald is the same, though.
No, black bald is different.
It's
black white bald is old bald.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
Black bald is vaginal ecstasy, bro.
Yeah, white men have to have a full head of hair.
What am I saying?
No, guys.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of white people, sorry, completely off the point of my type, right? So I was talking to like a white colleague friend and we were talking about, I was just like, oh, I had to wake up so early today because obviously I had to shower and moisturize. And then she was like, do you moisturize your whole body every day? I was like, yeah. And I was like, do you not moisturize? And she was like, no. She was like, she hasn't moisturized her body in 3 months.
3 months?
So I was like, wait, is this a white thing or an individual thing? Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. I was like, is this white or individual? She was like, no, she thinks it's a white thing. So
she said she thinks it's a white thing.
I know we have a broad demographic that listens to this podcast. Please,
use this
not even a judging thing. I just want to know more about my community because separate, what is it? Divided we fall, united we stand. So if I know more about everything, we can stand and be strong.
Absolutely.
Do white people not moisturize? Please let me know. I'm so intrigued. Like I said, not just your face.
No,
I'm talking about head to toe.
When you say moisturize, do you just mean cream
okay, in your body.
Fine.
So I don't mean just your face. I mean cream your body from head to toe. Is that something you do after showering every single day?
No.
Or is it just a black thing? Please let me know.
I think it's definitely just a black thing. Do you know why? Because I've always been under the illusion that we mainly cream because obviously our skin, the dryness shows up.
It actually gets the crack.
Yeah, so with and that... So
it definitely shows on my skin.
So with white
my
skin...
My friend.
Yeah, but Colena has white skin.
Yeah, I agree.
She does. But if I scratch you, your ashiness is not going to show up. Like, how it will show up on my skin.
No, it actually won't, though. Yeah.
That's not a good bit of skin to do.
Because when she showed me her skin, it wasn't dry, but it could hella wink. Like, because need moisture and hydration.
Maybe that's why.
Okay, honestly, let's get to
me. Yeah, let's move on.
But yeah, my new type is still bald and thingy.
But
I think
so
I like.
How's your type changing?
Your judgment is just not needed right now.
So what's changed?
I think I like geeky men.
So geeky, bald and bearded.
I feel like I like men that I can ruin. Like I said, I was like, oh, I want to ruin you a little bit. Like, not ruin in a bad way. I don't want to ruin their
life. You want to turn them
But
out.
Like, I want to ruin them a little bit. Like, make them start doing shit they would normally do. Away. Yeah, like, in the rave, they'll probably be like, oh, you know, they get a drink and they chill with their boys, but I just want to ruin them.
Yeah, okay.
I want to do things that slightly turns them on and also embarrasses them.
You want to strip them of their innocence.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like me, I always had this kind of like fantasy of having sex with a virgin.
That's a really lad culture thing to think.
Because like, I want you to remember me for the rest of your life.
There is absolutely no way I want to have sex with a virgin.
No, not because I think it's going to be of
it depends
great
on
quality,
what kind of virgin,
but
man.
Yeah.
All right, you're
if it's
your
virgin,
receipts.
Anyway.
If it's thingy virgin.
Who? Oh, I would shag him. I would absolutely shag him.
Good example of the kind of guy you want to
ruin him.
Do you know what's mad? Because I think that even though he's a virgin, well, allegedly, we don't know. I think that it would still be good.
I would ruin him.
Do you know what I mean?
And also, not even ruin to the point of his life is ruined, but do you know, normally on a Sunday, right, he'll do an 8:45 Sunday service. Now he starts going to 12:15.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know that kind of
just
like,
living life a bit
life.
On the edge.
He just a little bit.
Them
he doesn't do 8:45 church service no more. He does a 12:15
he's
now.
He's going to be a rebel and go at 12.
Yeah. Your receipts.
Okay, let's please start.
We're like an hour in. No, it's not an hour. Melena, let's go.
Okay. First dilemma, an interreligious relationship.
Interreligious?
Hey girls.
Hey girls.
First of all, I would like to say I really enjoy your podcast. I love how I can relate to all of the subjects. You're going through a lot, babes. My dilemma is My dilemma is something that I feel like hasn't been discussed on the podcast.
Okay.
I'm a 21-year-old Christian girl dating a Muslim guy. We've been dating for 6 months now and he's 24 years old. So far, so good. I had some complications a few months back with my mum when she found out that I was dating him. Her being an African Christian mum, she didn't take it lightly, but later on she told me that she accepted it and she wanted to meet him, which I thought was weird. The thing is, now
she's got a plan.
Now the thing is, when I invite my boyfriend over, he keeps averting the subject. I think it's because he's scared. He also once told me that he'd want to wait till he's sure that I'm the one, which I agree on. Mm-hmm. But my mum's pressuring me that she wants to know who I'm dating. He's the first guy I've ever dated. Do you guys think that maybe he's just playing me? That's why he doesn't want to meet her right now. And do you guys think an interreligious relationship can work? He tells me that he'd always wanted to be with someone who shares the same faith as him. But for some reason, he keeps falling back to me. That's just something you can't compromise.
Okay. So, first thing, we've said this continuously on the podcast. Listen to what men say. He says he doesn't like to visit people's parents until he knows his will. Mm-hmm. And he's not visiting your parents. Therefore, it means, as of yet, he doesn't think this is the one.
Mm.
As of yet. Clearly. I'm not saying he'll never think this is the one, but you can't pressure him because I don't want to go see your mum yet because I don't know if this is for real yet.
Mm.
And if he's saying that, I can't do interrelationship.
What's the question?
I can't do interreligious relationship.
No,
I'll be honest with you. It's not in my lifestyle.
Because there's just so many things that you would have to like compromise and try and figure out. Like, it's too much. I don't want that stress.
And I'd rather date someone that has very little faith and be like, I can bring him into my faith than date someone that's deep cemented into their faith and then try to like get them to convert and then they're expecting me to convert. Mm. Like, I don't know.
Kids.
My faith is one of the big ones for me.
Yeah.
Like, do you know they're non-negotiables? That's a big one for me. So if we're not on the same path, I know I can not willingly marry a Muslim.
Yeah, same.
Okay. I cannot really.
And I know that if I met somebody, those are like probably like one of the first few questions that I ask. Oh, what religion are you?
Yeah.
And maybe that's me like blocking my blessings. Well, not really, because I'm blessed right now. But I would be like, if somebody told me, oh yeah, I'm Muslim or something else, I'd be like, do you know what?
I cut off someone because they're Muslim.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I couldn't do it.
There's no way that I could see a future. And as hot as you are.
Then legitimately, after the first day, it's that rich guy. After the first day, we were talking and he said he was Muslim. And I was like, I'll be honest with you, this is not going to go any further.
And the thing is, guys will always be like, oh, well, it's not that deep.
But that's what he said. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, there's no point us starting this and I fall for you.
Yeah, there's no point.
Let me cut it off now and just count my losses.
When push comes to shove, eventually someone's going to have to make the change. And I feel like if you're both like heavily involved in your religion, then I don't like, if you're both just kind of like religious by birth, like, because you know some people don't practice but just because their families or whatever, then I think that's very different. Or if you kind of have the option to go down the path that you want to go down. But if it's like, no, my family's Muslim, I'm a devout Muslim, I'm a devout Christian, I know people are in those relationships, but I agree. I don't see how it can work.
Yeah.
And also, you have to think about the future. It's not going to be just about you two when you bring kids into it.
I think him not wanting to meet your mom, I think it's probably for the best.
I think he's been an awful person. I feel like everyone has their boundaries. Okay, you might be ready for me to meet your mom. Mm. I'm not yet.
Exactly.
And I feel like you should respect me to be like, okay, cool, then I am where I am. And in terms of what to say to your mom, he's not ready to meet you yet.
Exactly.
Sorry, what can she do?
She can't force it. And also, you guys are young, what, 21 and 24?
He's not ready to meet you yet. That's it.
You're really young. Like, if you were 35 and having the conversation and dating for 6 months, then cool, but you're not. So there's no rush. So I just think, just think about it.
I'm not saying it won't work. I'm just saying I won't do it.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Same.
So you're asking us if it's going to work out? We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work out. Some people definitely make it work. Right. Some people definitely make it work. My sister married a guy that was Muslim. I mean, he converted. He's a Christian now. So, and there he wasn't deeply goals. Into it. Yeah. It was like, he was born into it, but then he's like, his mom was a Christian and then he married my sister and then turned into like a Christian.
That's when I think it can work. When the other person's not,
he wasn't deeply into Islam or anything like that. It was like, oh, by birth, my dad is a Muslim, exactly. And that was it. But like, I can't do it.
Yeah,
like I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah, there's too much compromising you have to do, because it's not like one person's Roman Catholic and the other person is Pentecostal. Do you know what I mean? Like,
at least that's different worlds.
But it's two completely different worlds, two different expectations, two different ways of worshipping. It's just two different, do you know what I mean? Two different holy books. It's just a lot. So just think about it before you pursue it any further. But good luck.
I feel like we didn't advise you.
I don't really know what to say. So I don't want to tell her to break up with you.
Yeah, I don't want to. Because, like, I'm telling you what I will do.
Yeah,
people have done it and it works.
Yes. So I don't know. And also, I don't know enough about Islam to speak on it in depth. Do you know what I mean? So follow your heart, sis. Okay, next one. Hi girls, I'm a Hungarian girl who loves your podcast a lot. I listen to your episodes every day on my way to and from work. Oh, thank you. My dilemma is, I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 7 years almost. We're high school sweethearts. Aww. We are currently 24, but things do not seem to progress. Our relationship is amazing. We both love and respect each other, but I've started wanting more, meaning an engagement, and I honestly can't wait to become a mom. Oh. We actually talk about our future a lot, and we definitely want to get married at some point. He has just started his career in law, which takes time to take off. And I'm aware that he does not want to rush things as long as we are not financially ready. But I'm getting more and more impatient for some weird reason. The issue is that I love PCOS. The issue is that I have PCOS, hormonal syndrome, that might affect fertility.
PCOS. Yeah.
PCOS, a hormonal syndrome that might affect fertility. So I'm terrified that I won't be able to. Sorry, The issue is that I have PCOS, a hormonal syndrome that might affect fertility. So I'm terrified I won't be able to get pregnant. And as the years pass, I'm afraid it will be harder and harder because of my condition. How can I calm myself, or do I bring up the topic without seeming too eager? Thanks a lot, girls.
I would tell him. Does he know what she's going through?
Like, about the condition,
and also that of the condition does mean that you have to be more aware of your fertility. You have to be more aware that actually I need to try it between this certain age before things get to a point that I can't have kids or whatever. Like, I'm not someone that doesn't believe in miracles, so it's not like like when Jesus says yes, he says yes, and it's so it's not like it can never happen. But if that's a massive concern for you, rightly so,
I
think have that conversation and be like, this is why I want to accelerate what we're doing at the moment, because I do have this thing and everything is time conscious for me. I don't have the luxury of waiting till you finished your law degree in 7 years or whatever. And that's just a conversation you guys have to have. And it might not be as sweet and easy. You might not be like, okay, cool, let's have it now then. You might be like, shit, sorry, I'm not ready. And then you might have to be, you have to find someone else that is ready. But then that might even take as long as to, like, meet someone and start a relationship and then get to a point that you wouldn't have kids.
You would have just waited for that. Yeah,
it's,
anyway.
It's a consistent time thing. But I do think have a conversation and then you just see from there.
100%.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's much else to add to that. All you can do really is just talk about it. You guys sound like you have a really good, healthy relationship. So I wouldn't say end it at all.
No,
I just think it is a matter of just being really open and really honest about it, and maybe go to the doctors with him and speak to a doctor and see what your options are as well. You know, like, get men involved in these things. I think sometimes we kind of exclude them from these things.
Send them articles about it. Like, I write one about it actually, to be fair.
Let him know what's going on with you and with our bodies, because I think sometimes, like, we keep things to ourselves and then we kind of just like apply all this pressure to guys and they don't know, they don't understand why we're saying
why
what
you're
we're
pushing
saying.
Them,
do you know what I mean? And they just see it as you being naggy, but you're not just being naggy. Because at first I didn't see the other thing coming in the dilemma. I thought you just wanted to get married at 24 just for getting married's sake.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And I was going to say, sis, you better just pull up skirt, like, wait. But obviously, like, you know, that's a different element. Yeah, so I think, so I think definitely chat to him and get him involved in the conversation as much as you can.
Yeah, gain as much information as you can, and like the girl said, keep him involved. I really hope you guys work out. Actually,
they sound
like happy. Like,
it's but these are the situations that show you how real life is. Life, even things like our blood types are honestly, we can't be together because this type B or type whatever, it just doesn't match, and we're gonna, like, we can't have children. And then, like,
feelings, isn't it?
There's, and I think that's the thing. So many people get into things. There's certain things that we talk about and like, my non-negotiables, but there's health questions that actually need to be spoken about. Like, how is your health? What have you? Is there something that I need to know about? And like, you're in a relationship, this is not something you have to deal with by yourself. No. Like, this is something that they were like, this is me. This is me. So take it. This my health condition comes with me. So it is what it is.
Agreed. Good luck.
But yeah, next dilemma. Hi all. Everyone says it, but it's good to spread the love. The love, you know. First off, I love your podcast. Congratulations to you, all your successes, and good luck for your future endeavors.
Thank you.
I have no idea what to do in this situation, so I was hoping that you could give me some advice, some context. I'll try and keep it short, is the word I assume that means. Let's call the family the Smiths. Married parents with 4 sons. I'm 18 myself, and I'm boys with the 2 eldest. Okay. We've all grown up going to the same primary school, always chilling at each other's houses. So Mrs. Smith has seen me grow up from a young age. Mm-hmm. Recently, I sort of fell out with one of them, and Mrs. Smith has used this as a reason to ask one of the younger boys for my number and start texting me inappropriately.
What? Someone's mom? What?
Stacey's mom has got
I admit I was a bit of a cheeky chappy, but I definitely wasn't ever flirting. I've attached screenshots of the text. I forgot to take out the names, but don't worry, we won't mention that. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, I won't read the texts. So I guess the dilemma is, what do I do? Do I tell someone in the family? Do I continue to be distant? It's hard as I and the one who fell out are making up, but I have to keep making excuses to why I can't go around. So it seems like I'm still bitter or something. Low-key, I find the whole situation kind of laughable, but then it's my best friend's mum, so I know I've got to handle this carefully. And when she refers to me offering it on a plate into her texts, all I do was pause and before saying no when she brought it up in person. I've even had it where I'm around theirs and she's texting me about the stuff whilst we're in the same room.
No, that's disgusting.
And I'm with her sons. Oh, it's all pretty fat. And she said that she felt this way since last summer as well. I thought that I could have kept it short, but c'est la vie. Thanks in advance. Look forward to hearing your thoughts on this. Google help.
Google.
Google. Whatever, innit? Google help. Fuck all.
So you tried to Google the dilemma.
Well,
so let me just get this straight. So Boy and Four Sons have been friends since
childhood.
Boy now falls out with Four Sons for whatever reason. And now Four Boy's mum, as in auntie, as in Mrs. Smith,
is now contacting Boy
with inappropriate advances.
Yeah.
Of a sexual nature.
You need to straight up be like, you know what, Mrs. Smith, I don't appreciate you.
Disgusting.
Please do what you're doing is actually disgusting.
Yeah, because if it was the other way around and it was someone's dad messaging.
Exactly.
Like, I would feel sick.
You have to say, please never message me this kind of shit again.
The fact is, like, you've watched me grow up. That's what I find disgusting.
At what point? That's disgusting.
That's what I find disgusting about the Liam Payne and Cheryl Cole situation. Yeah, you auditioned this little boy when he was 14 or however old he was. He was a teenage boy.
And now you've got a child with him.
That's really, really weird.
Like, I found that so disgusting. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like you just have to be frank. And like, the thing is, as a lad, I can imagine this being like a bit of a compliment.
Yeah. Or just like funny banter.
Cheeky. Yeah, it's quite funny. But you have to be straight up, be like, hey, ma'am.
Please stop doing this. I don't appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you know how many times uncles?
Yeah. You have to.
I'm like, hey, uncle. How are you?
Very, very bizarre.
Because, yeah, you have to, hey, auntie. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, ma'am. Hey, Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
Please stop doing what you're doing. I don't appreciate it.
Definitely. I think you have to reply to her with a strong, stern no and keep all the receipts. Just keep
them all.
Well, we've got them now.
Yeah, exactly. And if she tries to chat shit,
if she tries to chat shit, just be like, do you know what? If this continues, I'm going to have to tell your son.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be?
They would have to fall out again.
I was going to say, but it's a shame because why should he have to jeopardize a friendship with four people that he's grown up with for the mum? But for me, I don't know if I could be around that. I'll just be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'd never come to your house to come and visit
you. I wouldn't go there if you want to hang around. Hell no! Before Mrs. Smith is sneaking in the room at night.
Yeah, absolutely not. Sleepover for what? They can come to me.
Until all of this dies down. That's what I would do. I would keep my distance. Don't go around there as well. Send your stern message. Once hopefully it starts to die down, then of course.
No,
like,
but the texts are wild though.
Why does no one have no limits?
Like, what's happening?
I'm so confused with what's happening in the world. Like,
you're a mother of four sons.
The other girl, she was lips in her boyfriend's
mouth. And this is like the same kids. The same age as your kid.
Exactly.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Do you not see them in the same light? Like, it's so weird.
What's going on?
No, do you know what it is? What I've realised, everybody's out for self now, boy.
Everybody's just
like, do you know what? If I want something, I'm going to get it. I don't care if it's inappropriate. I don't care if it doesn't belong to me. I don't care if it's illegal. I am going to do what I want to do for me.
And this boy's mum is like probably thinking, oh no, he's fine. He's just at Mrs. Smith's house.
And the thing is,
Mrs. Smith has probably met his mum.
But the thing is, I need to know what she looks like if she's a MILF. Not that it's going to make a difference. It's all disgusting. But if she's like a mum, like an apron with, do you know what I mean? And a cooking spoon and just like clogs.
Then you're not on it.
Then it's so scary.
Absolutely no.
But just absolutely no.
Yeah, you have to be direct. Stop it. Stop it. I don't like this. Stop it.
That's disgusting.
Don't sugarcoat it. Don't LOL it. Honestly, stop what you're doing.
Don't entertain it. It's not funny. And don't tell anybody else because it's embarrassing for the friends as well.
Yeah, and don't see it as a compliment because it ain't.
It's not. She's quite possibly sick. So, yeah.
Next dilemma.
Wild.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no. The perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Uchile.
This is long.
The ghetto.
Can we just say, If you guys want us to read out your dilemmas, don't come to us with like a dissertation, please, because we don't have time to be going through.
It's not even a time thing necessarily. It's more people listening don't want to hear something that long.
Like, yeah, we do get complaints.
Like, we get that you want to include every single piece of detail, but come on, like, this is one mad long. Anyways. Thanks for being such empowered, hilarious, wise, honest women.
Love you.
Thank you.
Your podcast, which I discovered last autumn, is one of the highlights of my week.
Thank you very much.
So my dilemma. I'm in a relationship with a caring, generous, loving, and really supportive guy. We've been together for 9 years and lived together for 8.
Nice.
I really, really love him.
Cute.
Last year, I started going to a new church and I met a young pastor.
Priest.
Let's call him Simon. We instantly had a connection.
Of course you did.
God. He made me laugh and there was mega sexual tension.
With a pastor?
Mad. Wow.
Mad.
Talking about people with no limit.
Apostle well of this.
That video, I swear to God, we'll never get on. I told Simon I had a boyfriend, but he was very hazy. But I was very hazy about the details.
But she went to cheat. All of a sudden, it's not that serious. No,
8 years, 9 years, we live together. Yeah, 9 months.
It's not that deep.
I don't even see him that much.
Yeah, exactly.
He's always working. These times we live together.
Like, yeah, of course.
He sleeps on the sofa. I tried to avoid Simon because I could tell we both liked each other, and I didn't want to cheat on my boyfriend. That lasted about 2 weeks. He invited me over for dinner, and of course, we ended up having sex
with the pastor.
Pastor?
You people are moving very a man of the cloth.
Very mad.
This is wild.
Very, very mad. The sex was incredible.
Of course it is, because it's forbidden.
Sinful sex tends to be amazing.
Sex is always the best.
Oh my days, I've never experienced anything like it. The sexual tension was so much that I could reel orgasm just from giving him head.
Jesus.
She orgasmed. That's the kind of head I want to give.
That's the kind of dick I want to
give. This is bad. This is some a pastor, man of the cloth, you know.
Wow. Anyway,
continue.
This juicy story is worth it, I guess.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So for 6 months, I cheated on my boyfriend with Simon. Love the fact that she said blasé about it. My boyfriend never knew. Of course, I felt terrible.
Of course
and
I did. Last and dick wasn't
she was
in my
going
mouth.
For more
I
dick.
Felt awful.
But not enough to stop seeing Simon.
Okay. Clearly, of course. You didn't feel that bad.
I know it sounds weird, but Simon being a priest meant I could talk to him about my faith.
So you're doing confession and then sexual activities after. That's just wrong.
This is not a good enough excuse for what you are doing. You can talk to him about your faith without having his dick in your mouth.
No,
I assure you, the two don't go hand in hand.
How could you even talk with a dick in your mouth?
He's naughty,
but anyway,
man.
Let's keep it moving.
He's naughty.
My boyfriend is not Christian, and so I've never been able to have those conversations with
him. I'm gonna slap
that's
him.
Not an excuse.
If I slap,
how can she slap? How can she slap?
No, that's not an excuse.
So now she's going church on her own without her man, because her man isn't Christian.
9 years she didn't care that he wasn't a Christian. You were good.
Suddenly it's a problem.
Suddenly it's an issue.
Okay,
guys.
No. I knew Simon and I were developing feelings. Oh, really? I knew we were developing feelings for each other. And eventually in October, he told me he loved me. I felt totally torn in two. The anxiety of constantly lying to my boyfriend was really starting to get to me, and I started having panic attacks. I ended it with Simon and he was heartbroken. We both were. So she was heartbroken whilst being in a relationship.
Yeah, and her man's like, why are you so upset? Because of you.
We cut each other out of our lives, agreed to delete each other's numbers, never contact one another, and to go to different churches, etc. So nearly 3 months have gone past, and I honestly still think about Simon every single day, not just the sex, though obviously I'm missing that, but also just spending time with him. I feel like I'm going mad and I want him so bad.
Go and get him.
2 days ago, I bumped into Simon for the first time since we stopped seeing each other. We caught up, but didn't talk about us really at all. I asked him how he was and he said, yes, good. Yes, good. It's a new year. It felt like he really made an effort to move on and get over me. I know I should be happy about this, but it breaks my heart because I want him to be mine. I felt mega shit afterwards and cried all afternoon. I basically just want both of them. I know this is obviously impossible. I know I can't get back in touch with Simon because it's not fair on him. And he's trying to be a good person and a good priest. And I've not helped with that. What should I do? Should I get over? How do I get over Simon? I've spent 3 months with no contact and I still love him and want him. I can't leave my boyfriend, but I also can't live like this. I feel torn. Help.
Oh my God, what a situation. First of all, I need to know, is he a pastor or is he a priest? Because it's two very different things.
Pastor.
If he's a pastor, then of course he can be in a relationship and get married. If he's a priest, pastor, then he can't.
It's a pastor for sure.
So, yeah, so that's the first things first. Do you know what? Yeah.
This has blown.
Do you know what? There is absolutely no way I can help you. Like, because I can be like, stop cheating, leave your boyfriend, and you tell me no, but I love Simon. Mm. I can say, leave your boyfriend, be with Simon. You can be like, no, but I love my boyfriend.
Exactly.
It's a catch 22
literally.
Hurt someone.
Sis, I feel like
you have to figure this one out of your own.
You have to figure this. You
There's nothing we can do. We can't help you.
I'm trying to think, okay, I've never been in a situation where I've loved two people that both loved me back.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what? Yeah, this seems to be coming up in my life quite a bit where it's like people just are not with the people love of their lives. Do you know what I mean?
Honestly, the thought that makes me want to throw up.
So
do you think Simon's love of her life?
Do you know what? You've only got one life, you know?
You really have.
Yeah. You've only got one life. And honestly, but it's a mad one. And it goes back to what you were saying, Tully, about not being able to help, because sometimes the idea of someone is better than the actual person.
That's what I was just saying.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you've been with your boyfriend for 9 years and you were obviously perfectly happy in this 9 year situation. Everything was good until this guy came along. But when you're sneaking around, only having sex with someone, only talking intimately, that is not the same as living with someone every day, waking up to them. Day in, day out, being able to have a partnership with that person, being able to coexist with that person, and seeing someone that you think you love are two completely different things. So you could get with Simon and it might not be anything better than what it was when you guys were sneaking around. Mm-hmm. So that's the risk you have to take. Do you know what I mean? And that's why I think that, like, if I was leaning towards anything, I would say you're gonna have to get over it. Do you know? I think that this happens in life.
It happens.
Do you know what?
I honestly
think this is a part of life. Like, sometimes we get tested and we meet people that we think.
No, but this was a whole test that she took, though.
No, but then, like,
but life is always going to test you.
She's done it now.
You're never ever going to be in a situation. Like, life is not seamless.
No,
you don't know what situation you're going to be put in where you meet someone that tickles or ignites something in you.
She didn't just cheat yet. My girl had a whole entire affair.
So what should happen now?
But what exactly?
She ended it. So what happens now?
What should she do?
She can't tell her boyfriend.
Unfortunately.
No, never.
Exactly.
Never confess.
So what does she do?
Never confess. However,
never confess to him.
What I'm saying. So I just feel like in this life you get tested. You've clearly failed the test because you gave in. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like you can meet someone and just be like, oh my God, what if that person is the one for me? Do you know what I mean? But what you do next is kind of like a test of your character.
Yeah.
You failed because you went and fucked him. Do you know what I mean? Really, you shouldn't have done that. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying, weigh up the options, because life of Simon might not be hunky-dory. Mm-hmm.
But then it might be the best
year. But then it also could be amazing. That's the thing.
But then you could have met the love of your life.
Your boyfriend
get in the way of your love
of your life. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. I don't know. I just want to live my life. I'm not involved.
I'm giving really poor advice. I genuinely don't know.
It's hard.
Can you guys listen to me? But then also, if things were great at home, she would never have looked.
That's bullshit.
To cheat.
No? You know that's bullshit.
No?
Because when guys cheat and like, things are good at home, I wouldn't have cheated. You know that is bullshit. You cannot blame you cheating on another person because that is your fuck up.
But I'm saying that is your inability.
It doesn't matter. No. People cheating, it's not to be blamed on that partner. That is your inability to be faithful. That's your inability to be loyal. It is not based on your partner.
It does play a part. Because
that is putting blame on someone that is not to be blamed
to.
I can assure you, Milena, every time I got cheated by my ex, it had absolutely nothing to do with me.
Yeah,
it
was just
him.
His inability to be faithful, to be honest, to be loyal. The times that I've wanted to cheat
is because I haven't been happy.
Maybe you're saying that because you're someone that's cheated. So I can never, but you can't blame that on that person. You can't be like, it's because of him.
I wasn't blaming it on him. I'm blaming that on that relationship. Not necessarily, you.
No, but then I feel like it's a slippery slope to start saying, if you cheat because you're not happy at home, if home was better, you wouldn't be cheating. I think
what you're saying is that if things were... if this guy was the guy for you, would you be looking elsewhere?
Yeah, you would, because temptation, that's what temptation is. That's people are with true. People, like, you're with, like, there are women out here, let's flip it, there's women out here that are great to their partners, they give everything that's necessary, and their partners still love them to pieces. It's like, this, they carry them on the head, and they will still cheat.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's something that
because I don't think love
there.
And loyalty go hand in hand. It doesn't.
Yeah, and I also think that, like, no matter how great something is, like, something can be perfect, like what you're saying. But if that person gives into temptation, if, then it doesn't. Exactly. Then it basically cheating just it just means nothing. It just doesn't mean it doesn't have because she met this person while she was in this relationship. Do you know what I mean? So I personally feel like if it wasn't him, then it would have probably been someone else. Like, so yeah, so it was like
me not cheating on my ex wasn't because he was providing A1 dick. Mm.
Yeah.
It was just because as a person, I'm not going to do that.
It's not who I am. Mm.
Because if that was the case, I would have been dropping it on dick everywhere. Because
especially
because
you knew what he was doing.
The dick wasn't A1 in the slightest, and I knew what he was doing. And I could have been like, yeah, I'm going to cheat because I'm not happy sexually.
But it depends on you as the individual. But as an individual, you said, I'm not going to do it regardless.
This is not to my character. Yeah. If I want something else, let me end this.
Mm-mm.
So I don't think you can ever say, oh, well, you wasn't satisfied somewhere else. I can get it. What she did was wrong. What's wrong? You've like dealt with a 9-year relationship that you've put on the edge because you wanted to suck a pastor's dick. It's incorrect. It's not my favourite.
Because the thing is, the fact of the matter is, even if that relationship, and this goes for like when people come up with their excuses as to why they do things, it doesn't matter what that person did, you still stepped out. Do you know what I mean?
Out.
Like it's inexcusable. Like, don't be a coward. Like, if you're quote unquote not happy, take your agency and go. Like, no one is forcing you. You're not a tree.
You're not there by force.
What is it?
If you're not happy somewhere, move. You're not a tree.
People want to taken in it too.
What
she's doing is wrong. Let's call her spade a spade. What she did is bad.
If the shoe was on the other foot, would be cussing the guy.
And if no one else can tell her, I want to tell her what you did was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
And now it's up to you. You can even, like, and like you said, you saw Simon and Simon seems happy. So why are you trying to put this? Is it because Simon's happy that you now want to be, leave him alone?
Yeah.
He's clearly moved on.
Move on. Because if it was a thing whereby, like, even if the feelings were still there, that would make you think, oh, like, you know what? Maybe I need to pursue this. Then cool, but that's not even what it is. Like, you saw him and the guy's moved on and he's clearly in a better headspace and you're trying to go back and pursue it. Don't do that. Because if it was meant to be, he would still be feeling the same way. You guys would still be drawn together like a magnet. You're not.
He's gone. Actually not a long time, you know. You can still be in love with someone.
I get why she might still feel a way for him, but I just think that because he said he's moved on, she should allow it.
And also don't think your importance in someone's life is higher than what you think it is. If someone said they've moved on and they want to be with you, stop thinking, but it's me. It's an ego thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just ain't that important to someone's life. You have to remember, the moment you share people, it's not the moment they shared with you.
Absolutely.
Your individual feeling.
So
you decided to mess up your 9-year relationship and do this and be dishonest and unfaithful to your partner.
Yeah.
Cool,
that's
you've done
you.
It now. Live
single.
With that guilt.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly. That's why I say, that's why, even though I joke about not confessing, I mean it when I say, like, don't go and put your guilt onto someone else. Not that she's even mentioned confessing.
She's not going
to
confess shit.
But just in case you're having
Here's what's going to happen. She's going to stay with her man. They're going to carry on living their life and it's going to be a dirty secret that she had.
That's just what it has to be. That's just what it's going to have to be. And I just, if you can't get over it, then leave your boyfriend alone. So I also think that it's not fair to put someone in that situation, because I feel like guilt manifests itself in different ways. So you might start acting mad towards your boyfriend and he doesn't even know what he's done.
If you
know that you can't truly forgive yourself and let this Simon situation go and just move forward in your relationship, then you might have to think about also letting him go, because it's not fair on that person to have to deal with the burden of your wrongdoings.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's not fair. He's done nothing wrong. You're the one that's in the wrong. Either swallow the L and
She's gonna swallow it. She's gonna repress
it. I think that's what you should do. You should repress it and keep it moving, and don't go and see a female pastor if you wanna confess.
If you wanna do confession.
If you wanna get it off your chest next time.
To be honest, confess
to your man.
I think she's telling a man, you know.
Do you think?
No, you think that's a lot.
No,
I
think she should.
That's a lot.
Why should she do that?
That's not she slept with someone once.
For what though?
I think she should.
So I can leave her.
Yeah.
To give him the option. Yeah. Because he's been cheating.
It's what she deserves.
Yeah. Do you know what? I don't want her to confess. I hope she gets caught though. Do you know what I mean?
She's not gonna get caught.
I hope. Hopefully,
she's
naturally,
not gonna get
no,
caught.
She won't, because
she's
us women, when women cheat, we're slick as fuck.
We do not cheat. We are not.
We're not idiots.
We cheat smart.
Men are the idiots when they cheat. They always get caught. We move smart. She cheated with a pastor. He's not gonna go and tell no one.
We cheat smart.
To be fair.
Smart.
Yeah. Next animal.
All right. Next one. Hi girls, please ignore my embarrassing email address. Do you know, I wasn't even looking at it, but now you've made me look at it. Hi girls, please ignore my embarrassing email address. I made it when I was 10, bless you. I found your podcast this week and I was trying to stop laughing because I was walking alone in public. Aww. I have a bit of a sticky situation going
sticky
on.
Sticky one still.
And hoping your brutal honesty can help. It started around a year ago when I noticed that my best friend since the start of uni, 2.5 years, was really getting close to our other friends to whom I had never been particularly close. Who, by the way, I had introduced to her originally. Okay, cool. To cut a long story short, they are absolute best friends and they share an extremely juvenile sense of humour, like calling each other stupid and saying, wow, and then saying, wow, so rude repeatedly. Yeah, it's that bad. And even though I asked my best friend for an honest and frank chat about our situation and how we've become extremely distant, and to discuss what we can do to fix it, her answer was basically, we've changed so much, I'm not going to put in any effort to save our friendship. Aside from the fact that I disagreed with that, I'm now facing living with her for the entirety of the rest of this uni year till June, and her new BFF is always round at our house, even though she doesn't live here. They're so loud and annoying as a pair, and I can't stand spending time with them when they're together. At the same time, I often feel so sad that I've lost a friend while she doesn't seem to care, and it's constantly being rubbed in my face because it's there nearly every time I come home too. How do I navigate this shitty situation that is undoubtedly having an impact on my mental health? Oh, that's a really horrible situation, honey. Oh, that's hard. That's a hard one because it's like you're losing a friend and you also have to live with them and there's another person involved.
Yeah, it's like it's literally been like... Yeah.
How
yeah.
awful is that though? Not to be a bitch. Mm. But in terms of like... I'm sorry that I get on with someone more than I get
yeah,
on with
outgrowing you.
You.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Like, if I was making you feel... If she was like, they always leave me out when I try to sort of tell them to fuck off, they like, do like... Friendships, I'm sorry, but that's what it is. Some people do introduce you to someone and you just click with that person.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fake the funk and not click with this person to appease you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that this is horrible.
Mm.
And hopefully it's the thing of like, maybe you can find friends outside of them and you can deal with that. But like
you must
like
have
you literally
friends.
Just said, you can't heighten your importance in other people's lives. Mm. I'm like, your friends can have other friends and they have every right to click with people. Yep. Like, doesn't matter if you set them up.
Mm.
Doesn't matter how stupid you think their jokes are. It doesn't matter how immature you think they are. They fuck with each other and they find each other funny. Why can't you let people be happy?
Be happy. Or
let them be happy.
Yeah. No,
I'm
totally.
Sorry, not in a horrible way.
I feel sorry for her in the sense that like, it must be awkward feeling ostracized. But I also agree with you because I feel like maybe she's doing it to herself a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
If you feel left out, in a group, leave yourself out.
Yeah.
Make friends outside of that.
It's not every
joke you have to be among.
Yeah.
It's not every friendship you have to be among. It's true. It's not everything you have to be among.
It's true.
They're friends of mine. They talk. I'll see them on Instagram. Like literally, I'll see them on Instagram and they've gone to an event. Once I can't know what that event was, I'm like, I know why you didn't invite me. And I'm thankful that you didn't invite me to that shit.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm not gonna like
it. And you know
but
I'm not
you guys
come.
Love it, run with it. Me, I'm not involved.
Yeah. I think it depends on the kind of person you are though. Because there are some people that are very clingy in their friendships.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I've always been a very independent friend. Like, I'm the kind of person, like, I don't expect you to check in on me. I don't really care about all of that stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. Like, if I don't see you for months on end, it doesn't bother me because I understand that people have got lives. Like, I don't take it personally. And I'm someone that has brought, like, a lot of people together. And I just think it depends on how you look at it. And I like it. Do you know what I mean? Like, when we went to Vegas, everybody still fucks with each other now.
Literally
when we went
now.
To Vegas, none of my friends knew each other. I had, like, 5 different groups of girls that all came together. And now those people are all friends and they all do their own thing.
Sometimes I
randomly see the most random combinations and they'll be out and I'm just like, oh sweet, like I don't care, but that's me. Do you know what I mean? Not everybody's like that. I feel like some people are more
millennials.
Yeah, some people are more like clingy onto their friends and it sounds like she's very clingy. But unfortunately, you can't stop your friend from living her life and elevating.
Because it's your home, your friend can't bring their friend
around. No. I'm saying that it's magnified.
It's their friend.
Because
it's their home.
She goes back home to get away from things. That's like your
safe haven.
Your safe haven, your little sanctuary. And then you're seeing that, obviously, that you're going to feel away, aren't you? Mm. I know I'd feel away. I hate that shit.
I honestly think it depends on the individual. Some people are more like Milena.
Yeah.
Some people are more like you. Like some people
I
are just like
people to live their best life.
I can't be restricting people because I won't feel good within myself knowing that I'm holding people back.
No,
that's
I'm not
just
that
me.
Bad, but I do get like
people back. So
jealous.
I don't really you know, I think that the only thing I can suggest is focus on your other friendship groups. This can't be your only
friend. And also, correct me if I'm wrong, she didn't say the girl was horrible to her.
No. She just doesn't get on with... She just doesn't like that. But you know what? I think you don't even not like her. I just think you're so jealous of the friendship that they've got that you're not even allowing yourself to try and like this girl.
You're so bothered about their friendship. You're not actually pandering to yours. You're not building your relationship because you're so concerned about them.
You could have been a threesome. You could have been a threesome. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like your jealousy has like blocked any potential friendship from happening. Give the girl a chance, because at the end of the day, if you can't beat them, join them. That's the approach I would take, because you're going to be there until June. So unless you plan on moving out and doing your own thing, it's either you accept that you're not a part of their little clique or you try and integrate yourself. But you know, I feel bad for her in the sense that her other friend has said that she doesn't care about fixing the relationship. That's harsh. But at the same time, people outgrow people every day. Like, it's just life, unfortunately. Like, we don't all... There's a reason why I'm still not friends with my friends from primary school and secondary school.
Because we outgrow people all the time.
And no matter how long you've known
them for. And that's okay.
No matter how... It just gets to the point where like, we are not keen anymore. This is done.
It's not a bad thing all the
time. And it doesn't have to be an argument. It doesn't have to be none of that. It's just like, it's just not it anymore. And that's just...
It's a hard pill to swallow, but it's also life. You know?
And also, just because you have different interests also doesn't mean you can't be friends.
Yeah. Just don't bring those interests around me, because I'm not going rock climbing.
Because me and my best friend were very similar, but we're also very different. Mm. There's certain things I will never invite Tamika to. Because she's like, what the fuck am I doing? It's not until she started like an Afrobeat. Prior to that, I never brought her to any Afrobeat race. Because why is she going through that?
And then when she's doing the alternative shit,
why am I here?
Yeah.
We're both okay with that. Live your life, let me live mine. But we're best friends.
I think it's so important what you said, though. You have to let people elevate in this life, man. You can't restrict people. Like, this seems to be a common thread that we're getting every episode with your receipts, like people trying to force people. You can't force people to do things they don't want to do. It's not fair. All they're going to do is resent you later.
Because you know as much as you can write this your receipt, she can write saying that my best friend doesn't like other people. Every time I try to laugh and have fun, she's angry.
You can't hold people back from elevating and emotionally blackmailing them just because you're unhappy in the situation. Let your friend flourish. And I think that maybe that's part of the reason why she's wanting to keep her distance, because she can sense that you're trying to hold her back, you know? So I think focus on your other friendships. You must have other friends. Like, this can't be. And if you don't, maybe now's the time to start making other friends, because this should be a valuable lesson that you can't put all your hopes and eggs in one basket with one individual. It's also not fair. It's not fair on the other person, because no one can be everything for one person as well.
Facts.
Do you know what I mean? So it's also not fair on that person if, like, she's your only friend and now you're restricting her. Like, it's like, if you can accept the fact that, like, this is my only friend, but yeah, cool, go and do you when you need to, then cool, but you can't do that.
No, legit, you can't do that.
do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's all.
Final dilemma.
The friendship ones are always three, four, five.
No, the thing is, friendship is hard, especially it when is. Friendship okay. ends. I feel one of the hardest things is when a friendship ends. It's hard in a breakup, I can't lie. It is. Ending friendships is difficult.
It's horrific.
Okay, next dilemma. I love you girls.
Love you,
I already
you,
know you're going to call me an idiot, but it's okay.
It must be to do with a man then.
Okay, we'll try really hard to not call you an idiot. So, backstory. I really liked this guy for a few months. I thought he felt the same way back then. Clearly not, because the night that I told him that I liked him, he was diving into another girl's pussy.
Oh, shit.
Lovely. Son. This happened at the beginning of October, but we managed to remain really good friends. I now consider him one of my closest friends. I recently found out he had sex with someone else, and I was a bit upset about that. But not because I like him, more of the possible loss of our friendship. How is him fucking another someone?
Yeah, your friends.
People, okay.
So what, friends can't even bang now?
I'm not going to call you an idiot. We are now planning a friends trip together after our uni exams.
Friends.
What, is it a holiday But it is a holiday for just the two of us. My friends think I'm crazy and don't think it's a good idea, as they saw how distraught I was post telling him that I liked him and being rejected. I know my friends have the best intentions for me, but I'm pretty sure I have no romantic feelings for him. Lies. And I don't want to cancel on a guy because of the reactions of my friends. We haven't booked it yet, so what are you cancelling? What are you cancelling if you haven't booked it yet? Any advice would be fab. Don't go is my advice. That would be it.
Oh, after all of that, it's not even booked.
That would be my advice. My advice would be,
oh my God,
don't book
you
it.
People are going to kill me.
Don't is, book it.
Shut down Skyscanner. No, stop looking.
Clear your browser. Stop. Clear it. When you're looking for other dates, it's not expensive. Clear the browser.
Wait, hang on.
Delete Groupon emails.
I'm here thinking the hotel's secure. It's a non-cancelable, non-refundable, non-changeable hotel. These times, nothing is booked, sis.
Here's the thing, right? As, some women, I've been part of that. Why do we like to make ourselves feel sad?
We like pain.
I have told you I like you. You rejected me.
Mm. You well done for shooting your shot there.
Continued living your life and sleeping with other women. Mm. And that's made me upset. So I have feelings for you. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So you now thought it'd be a good idea
for us to go on a one-on-one trip away.
Oh my God.
So I can develop more feelings.
You cannot tell me for a second you're not hoping that one night.
Of course.
You both had a bit too much to drink. Yeah. The sunset is looking glorious.
Sweet.
You're a little bit tanned. Hey. The wine is golden. Sweet.
Wow.
And your body is hot.
Fam.
And you're telling me one day you're not hoping that you guys got a lips.
That's the,
do you know how many accidental lips is I wish for every day?
But the thing is, this whole thing is so calculated. That's exactly where you're going.
Stop creating this imaginary
forcing people to do things they don't want to do.
Stop forcing people to fall in love with you, man.
No. This
life will be a letdown if you consistently live in this image of what it should be in your head.
Mm. Yeah.
It will, I promise you, always let you down. There's so many dates, so many things I've gone and I've imagined the situation in my head.
You put the expectation
is high. This is going to happen, and then we're going to be walking along the beach, and then he's going to realize we're going to be going in a business lunch.
Like
our eyes is locked, and he's like, "Shit, that's it. It's
best
not
wifey.
It's not.
It's ne-
it never is.
Nine times out of ten, it's actually going quite horribly wrong.
And then you just be crying in your hotel room. You just be crying for
you
what?
You don't need to put yourself in the situation at all.
He's just giving his number to one of the reps.
I don't want to in it. Do you know what I mean? I don't want
to call you the wingman. You're like, what?
Do you know what I mean? The lifeguards.
No.
I don't want to call you an idiot because I would never call anyone
an idiot. I refuse to call you an idiot.
But this is a very silly situation that you're quite potentially
putting yourself in. You're not an idiot, but the situation is idiotic.
You do not need to go on holiday with this guy. Do you know what I mean? Congratulations, you shot your shot, because we always encourage that, and I'm happy that you did that and you were brave. But he said he doesn't want you, babes. Like, you can't force him in any situation, like even through a holiday. Like, I just don't think it's smart. He's just rejected you, and now you want to go on a holiday with him for what?
For more rejection.
Do you know what I mean? I think she wants to prove
more rejection
to him,
in
like
the
he
sun.
Was wrong. Yeah, exactly. Just with a sangria. Yeah. That's the only difference.
Rejection in her head, but make it sunny.
Exactly. That's it.
No, I think that's in her head she thinks that. Like,
maybe
be
she thought that because it was,
she
it was October. It was the rejection was in winter. Maybe he was cold. He had the sniffles. But if I do it in Tenerife, it's going to make a difference. Sis, it's not going to make a difference. Don't put yourself
go on holiday with your girls.
Don't waste your money.
Will still be the same in Spain.
It will be 10 times worse. She can't go home.
Exactly.
It'll be worse in Spanish. It'll be worse in Portuguese. No. It doesn't. Whatever language, wherever you're going, it won't make a difference. Rejection. It's all gonna be the same language ultimately. So don't do it to yourself. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, but I proper thought like the holiday was booked.
Nothing's in books.
They don't even have quotes.
So, do you know what I mean?
No quote.
Tim from the travel agents hasn't even come back with it.
Like, absolutely don't go. Listen
do
to you
not
again.
Go.
Who are you cancelling on if you haven't booked it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Maybe she's presented the idea to him. But a guy's probably going to go on a holiday because guys are dim and he probably just sees it as a holiday.
Yeah.
So he's not looking at anything other than what it is, just literally a holiday.
Yeah,
and if anyhow you offer to pay, I'm going to fucking lose it.
I'm going to find you.
Because if you're paying, that's the only reason that he's coming. Okay, so I hope to God this is something he's paying for himself and you're paying for you.
She's paying for it.
She's not. No.
She cannot be. It's not possible.
I refuse anybody that's been listening to us for the past how many years been doing this is paying for a lad to go on holiday. A lad
that's
just not
rejected you just the other day.
A boyfriend.
Absolutely not. We'll give you the benefit of that doubt that you're not paying, but you don't need to do that at all.
But yeah,
stay away from him.
That is it. I feel like we went all there and everywhere.
I know it was a lot
on this episode of Your Receipts.
Yeah.
Y'all got any announcements?
What's happening?
Oh, we're in Brighton in April.
Yes. Please get your
Brighton,
to that.
Absolutely. In
April the 7th,
May. April the 7th, we will be in Brighton by the seaside.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to Brighton before?
Yeah, years ago.
Though. I went once for a friend's graduation.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah, I was in uni
for
as well.
The first time, like last.
It was a mess last time I went Brighton, boy. I got into a fight with my boyfriend. Like, it was just a mess.
Really? I didn't do nightlife.
Just move it to someone else. And I was there with him. Very on my friend's birthday.
Very cheeky.
Can you imagine? That is mad.
Very, very cheeky.
So anyway,
but yeah, so that is it. Any personal life achievements, life goals, life expectations that you'd like to speak of?
No.
Okay. I've been your girl Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
Mi mamacita Milena Sanchez.
And peace out. A-Town down. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.